It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey there, welcome to Friday, and let's just get all this crap out of the way. It's only one game. The Mets aren't going 0-162. The Yankees aren't going 162-0. Don't overreact to opening day. Blah, 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 blah. We all know that. We got it out of the way. But here's what's happened yesterday. And I need Tiki Barber as the most honest, down-to-earth person here at WFAN to just tell us if this is okay. When Juan Soto went after a slider that was 50 feet outside and he struck out to Josh Hader, all over the tri-state area, I wasn't the only one, all over the tri-state area, Yankee fans got their flesh. Yankee fans text, oh, it's a Soto.
That's your $800 million man.
I mean, it was constant, not just for me. I'm just one person. But Tommy faced it. We all faced it. So my question to you, Tiki, as we sit here 19 hours after the Mets lost the game to the Astros and about 20 hours after the New York Yankees defeated the Milwaukee Brewers, is it really justified for us as Met fans to take verbal beatings from Yankee fans
yes.
off of one at-bat in one game?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Why?
Because this is exactly what everybody warned the Yankees about a year ago. There are going to be moments where you're going to get frustrated because this bat sits on his shoulder waiting for the walk.
Well, I wish it did, by the way.
No. Hold on.
I wish it
Hold
did.
Hold on. Back up.
Yes.
Back up to his fourth pitch in that at-bat, which was a slider, and it was the only strike he saw.
Yeah.
And he looked at it. Swinging at 3-0 in that moment would have been aggressive, Juan Soto.
I had no problem with that.
You got looking for a walk, Juan
no,
Soto.
No. You know why you're wrong?
You got looking for a walk, Juan Soto.
No, that's not what happened, though, because on 3-1, he elevated and swung at a fastball by his eyes.
I know that, but I'm saying the 3-0 he looked at, if he swings at the only strike he got.
I'm not killing him for that.
I know you're not. Yankee fans are killing him
for that. No, Yankee fans aren't killing him for that. Yankee fans, and I guess this is going to be a thing. Like, I guess this is the reality of 2025 baseball. Yankee fans are just saying nanny, nanny, poo-poo because last year, and I got to admit, okay, it's one game. I'm not worried about Juan Soto. I'm not worried about the Mets.
Be.
Nobody is. But I have to admit, because I always want to be honest, and it didn't really hit me until I was going to sleep last night. Didn't even say this on the Rico. The fact that it was the exact same situation as last year. He had an amazing at-bat against Josh Hader last year.
Yep.
The Yankees as a team had great at-bats against Framber Valdez last year. Juan Soto was the hero last year against the Astros. And then this year, it ends on just this awful, anticlimactic.
Wah.
Yeah. And you guys are enjoying every second of it.
No, I'm not enjoying it.
And it adds to the insult.
As an IBO, again, honestly, my first impression as an IBO was, damn, he should have swung at that first slider.
That's it?
That's what I thought about.
Okay.
And then I said, yeah, it sucks to be a Met fan today.
Look, Fine. You want him to be aggressive on 3-0? Okay. He was aggressive on 3-1 on a fastball that was up. The 3-2 pitch was 10 feet outside. He thought he was getting a fastball like he said. He strikes out. And look, strikeouts happen. Baseball's the kind of game where if you fail 60% of the time, you're one of the greatest of all time.
Right. So no, if you fail only 60%,
yeah,
you are the greatest of all time.
No, you are the greatest of all time.
400 over your career?
I was thinking more of on-base percentages. But
right, right.
So I get that failure happens. But what stung for me as a simple Met fan was I should show you what I heard on my phone. Mm. And it was varying degrees of troll. So Met fans, I'm sure you dealt with all kinds of it. Like some were very innocent, like Sean. Sean, I admit, I think the text message you sent in the Evan and Tiki chat was a very, I call it a soft troll. Like I don't think you were vicious, and I don't even know if you knew it at the time, but did you know that you were trolling us when you texted us?
What did I text you?
You don't even know what you texted us.
I texted you. A fake spoiler.
Were you hammered or on a gummy or something?
No, not at all. What did I text? I texted, oh, Soto Homer, wow. I knew I was ahead listening to the radio.
Well, hold on. Tommy, as a diehard Met fan, did you ignore the Evan and Tiki chat or did you see Sean's message and agree with me that you took it as a troll?
Oh, it was 100% a troll. It's actually worse than a troll because it's so subtle. I'd rather Sean go, ha ha, that was embarrassing than... Oh, well.
That was because
it was very. Sean was predicting that Soto would hit a homer.
Right. For those who don't know what we're talking about, Evan writes, wow, incredible at bat.
For Acuna.
After Luis Angel Acuna's 12 pitch at bat, where he battled and fought off, I don't know how many foul balls, and
legendary
then ultimately, legendary, takes the walk. It was a great at bat.
Amazing at bat.
The very next text, which came
three minutes later,
yep. Juan Soto. Soto homer. Unreal.
He's predicting that Soto would hit a homer.
By the way, this is from Sean.
Yeah. Thought it was gonna
Soto
happen.
Homer. Unreal. And then very next text. Oh, well.
For me, the Soto home run unreal, that doesn't even bother me. That's like, you want to say it's a troll, fine. It's the oh, well.
I was actually confused for a second.
Am I behind?
I was like, what am I missing?
But I forgot I sent oh, well, to
but
be honest.
The oh, well, and that's an example, and I'm sure a lot of Met fans got this yesterday. That's a very, like, basic troll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. I got another troll from a friend of mine who is like, wow. You know, same situation last year, except he came through. I got another one that literally just said, F1 Soto. So the variety that was flying at me, and again, I'll say this every 3 minutes just in case people have a hard of hearing here. I'm not worried over one game. I'm not freaking out over one game.
You shouldn't be.
But I'm admitting that getting trolled around Juan Soto is clearly going to be a thing all season when he fails. Obviously, there should be a lot of moments in which he comes through. And yesterday was annoying. And yeah. I think everything added up to make it annoying. And I'll tell you another thing that made it annoying. And this is about last year and about this year. And it's a reminder, folks, last year's last year. This year's this year. Mm. It's very different. This game yesterday was a last year game. Everything about it. They're lifeless offensively for the first 7 innings. Where have we seen that before?
Right. One hit for first four?
Remember game 161 against the Braves, Spencer Schwellenbacher? It's the same thing, bro. We saw it all year. The game against Toronto, Baden Francis, they get no hit in the ninth inning. Lindor, it's a home run. Same thing. And then they kind of have the magic, right? The magic turns on. Everything's amazing. Think about game 3 of the wild card series against the Brewers. Same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pete Alonso turns the magic on. This game yesterday was the same thing.
Right, one thing missing.
The one thing missing...
Oh, my God.
...was the OMG base hit, right?
Yes.
You have these incredible at-bats against Hader, back-to-back hits by Tyrone Taylor and Starling Marte, the ridiculous at-bat by Luis Angel Acuna, which I thought saved his day because he was having a very rough day before that, and it's all set up. So I think what added to the frustration is it was 2024... until Juan Soto went after that slider in the dirt.
Yeah.
And so it was a reminder of, not that this year won't be successful, I still think it will be, but it's a reminder, this ain't last year.
Yeah, no, it's not last year. One, because Jose Iglesias is no longer...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the squad, so the OMG might not show its head every now and then when it's needed. But it's also, look, the team was flawed. We knew this at some point, right, in this offseason. The starting pitching wasn't ideal because of all the righties that the Astros throw out there. You're not going to get Senga. You're not going to get Peterson. So you go with Clay Holmes, who hadn't started a game in 6 years. Mm. And so, yeah, spring training when you're pitching a bunch of minor league bats is phenomenal. And he's not a favorite, but whatever. He's an interesting pick for the Cy Young. But getting to a real game where there's real jitters, he's a little shaky.
Also against a really good lineup. The Astros are a damn good team.
Absolutely right. Yeah. And so it's not like he was bad.
No.
He just wasn't Cy Young caliber.
Well, that's only you and I because we made that crazy bet. Yeah, it was more about the offense did nothing for essentially 8 innings, and then it started to wake up, and the only thing missing was the big, big hit. But it's not about the loss. It's not even about that. It's about the fact that as this game ended a little after 7 o'clock and baseball's back, and you all know it was happening to you, and some of you are Yankee fans and you applied it, it was trolling season. And I think what I'm starting to realize is this is our reality.
Oh, man, he better get out of that quick. He better hit a game-winning home run. Well, like,
and if that happens, by tonight, the way...
By the way, you can't see it on local TV.
It'll be on Apple TV Plus. Apple TV. But if that happens tonight, and this is a part of, I think, what I'm learning is now we'll troll back. Like, this is going to be a thing all year. Like, Mets-Yankees has always been a dynamic.
Oh, this is going to set up an awesome Subway series.
Yeah, well, we've got a month and a half before that happens. So we've always had back and forths, but this is on another level. Like, this is going to be an every night thing. Like, if Soto does something big tonight, Sean, I'm just going to give you a spoiler alert. Not from me, but you're going to hear from Tommy. And if Soto strikes out in a big spot, Tommy, I got a spoiler alert. You're going to hear from Sean.
No, see, that's where I do disagree with you, Evan.
You texted OL!
But you have to understand something.
What?
Yesterday was opening day.
Yeah.
Yesterday was the, you know, the birthday cake that comes out of the big birthday celebration from signing Juan Soto. The idea that in the big spot, the game coming down to Soto, your first chance to see him in a Met uniform and he does something he didn't do all year at the Yankees, swinging outside the zone to strike out. I don't know that you could. Now, look, Subway Series game a little different. Postseason's a little different. That moment happens versus the Milwaukee Brewers in the middle of June. You're not going to get the text from Yankee
Disagree.
Fans.
I think you're dead
I
wrong.
Really don't. You're not going to get it from me.
Well,
just the idea of like that was. It was great to watch your big moment you looked forward to crash and burn.
I think the dynamics have changed. Yes, it's opening day. Yes, it's a holiday. I am warning my fellow Met fans: get used to what happened last night. Get used to the fact that if bad things happen, you're going to get trolled. And if good things happen, you're going to apply the troll. Right. And I'll tell you something else that bothered me. And I'm not mad at you, Tommy, but I'm kind of mad at you. I had 3 different people explain to me, because I went back initially after I did the Rico, and I said, I don't understand. What have I done to you? Was I coming on the radio after the Mets signed Juan Soto really prancing? I was excited about acquiring a player, but it wasn't necessarily anti-Yankee. And what I heard from 3 different people was, oh, no, Evan, it's not you. It's big brother Tommy. And I'm like, well, hold on a second. Why do have to pay for the sins of Tommy?
He's your child. He's your on-air child.
These are Met fans that were mad at you or Yankee fans?
No, Yankee fans. They're like, the reason you're going to get crap, even though, you handled yourself with some class during the offseason, not complete class, but some class, is because, well, Tommy is a big baby, and so we're going to take it out on you and every other Met fan. And it's like, why do I have to pay for the sins of him? I'm not screaming for a half hour with Big Brother. That's Tommy.
Yesterday,
but Tommy's not accessible to them like you are.
Well, right.
That's what it is.
Yes. Podcast. Yesterday was one of my favorite days as a Met fan in my entire life.
Really? Why so?
Because he's keeping receipts.
Because, Tiki, it proved what I've been saying for the last 4 months. Yankee fans are now the little brother. Because what I saw from Yankee fans yesterday was little brother behavior.
Look,
let me be the
down.
First to
doubling down on it now, Tommy.
Congratulate all the Yankee fans. Let me be the first one to congratulate you on winning the World Series on opening day. Because you would have said to us back in the day, my entire life as a Met fan was rooting for the Mets and every team that was playing for the Yankees, where the Yankees and their fans hung out in their ivory tower and said, they don't care about the Mets. We don't care about you, you little brother. You sure as hell cared a lot about it yesterday, little brother.
Well, I don't think the Yankee fan actually cares two iotas about the New York Mets. I think the New York Yankee fan cares a lot about Juan Soto.
I think you're right
on
about
the
that.
New York.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right about that. It's like, it's the person. And I'm going to read this to you. This is from another buddy of
it's
mine.
It's kind of like us in the football season last year. We hate the Eagles. We only cared about Saquon Barkley on the Eagles.
You cared about both, though. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
It was worse because of Saquon
Barkley. Yeah, no, it definitely adds to it. What I got, this is a long message I got from a Yankee fan explaining everything. He said, this is going to be a very long, painful experience for you. Expectations can be a thief of joy if you allow it, which you are. Perspective has already been lost in the moment. Losing hurts, but it hurts more because some Yankee fans got on you. Who cares if Soto has a Yankee in that exact same spot, in that exact same yard, versus that exact same pitcher, got way better results a year ago? Not everyone carries the powers of the pinstripes. He may end up being mortal now. Are you prepared for that? Have you ever seen Superman 2 when he loses his powers and becomes a regular man? And I'm like, what is happening? It's one at-bat against a top-line closer, and this is what we're dealing with after one game. And we're going to find out over the next few days and weeks and months. I don't believe it's a one-time thing. I believe we live in a world, whether it's Tommy's point that they're big brother or not, but we live in a world in which Juan Soto is under a microscope from Yankee fans on a daily basis. And when he fails for our team, we're going to hear about it. So be prepared. And hopefully you'll be able to deal with it better than I did last night when I got pissy.
Just remember this. May not be you personally. You guys threw the first stones, okay? And all Yankee fans are answering because you know, even if it wasn't you, and you definitely know Tommy Lugauer.
What?
If Juan Soto had connected on the big home run there to win the game, would Met fans have not just been the first one in every Yankee fan's text messages and timelines going, big brother, he's ours now, whatever. All we did was throw the salvo back we knew we were getting if Juan Soto connected. And shame on all of us for not imagining, oh my God, there could be a moment with the game on the line with Juan Soto. And one way or another, we're all getting attacked.
It is war, clearly. We'll hear from Met fans and Yankee fans who either cast those stones yesterday or took those stones yesterday. 888-808-1019. All right, guys, I want you to sit down and be prepared for this because this is not altered audio. This is not bad Tiki. This is not AI. On Wednesday's show, we were making predictions, you know, having some fun. We always make predictions around here. But what we do when we make predictions is we save it and then we find out, are we right or wrong? Okay. In fact, speaking of which, hold on a second. I need to, before we do anything, I need to go grab an L real quick. Give me 1 second.
Yes, Evan is grabbing an L. You should grab the, that's the Met one. No, that's the Yankee one. That's the Yankee. He's grabbing the Yankee L, and he's wearing the Yankee L.
That's right.
I'm assuming this is because Nolan Arenado on opening day was not a New York Yankee.
That is correct. I sat here for over a month and a half annoying everybody by saying Evan Roberts' brain is reporting that Nolan Arenado will be a New York Yankee before opening day. Not only was he not a Yankee before opening day, he was in the Cardinal lineup. He hit a home run.
Right.
He got a curtain call.
I know.
Like, I take my L. So,
what's your brain telling you now? You're an idiot?
Yes, pretty much. My brain is telling me that as much as I love baseball and I consume baseball, I know a lot less than I really want to admit. And the guy that knows more than anybody here, is Tiki Barber. Because on the program 2 days ago, as I was getting into, we were making predictions. And we decided, let's have some fun. It was actually Tommy's idea. Tommy said, hey, I got an idea. Let's predict the first home run of the baseball season for both local teams. I was like, that's a good idea, Tommy. So he brought it to the radio. And when Tiki was set to make his prediction, he said this.
Which Yankee will hit the first home run of the season? Which Met will hit the first home run of the season? Do you want to go first or shall I? Or to Loogie?
Austin Wells.
Austin Wells?
You know what? First inning.
Wow.
I like it.
He's going to start all off. That would be pretty badass.
Well, it was badass.
1-1 pitch. Swung on. Drive to center field and deep. Going way back and goodbye. Austin Wells with a two-run homer and the Yankees take the lead.
That's a different
3-2.
That's a different Austin Wells home run, but I don't even know when that's from. That must have been spring training.
I know. We're all on the third base side of the rubber, 2-0.
Pitch swung on high drive right field. Line drive going back and reaching up. It is gone. A home run for Austin Wells, and what a start to the 2025 season for the New York Yankees. Hey now!
Hey now!
Hey now!
Is he a Stern
like that
fan?
Hey
that's a Howard.
Like that.
That's a Howard Stern line.
Is it?
Well, the history of it as a Sternologist.
That sounds like a country thing.
Hey now! Howard took this, and he's admitted this, from Hank Kingsley. Are you aware of Hank Kingsley?
I have no idea who Hank Kingsley is.
Hank Kingsley is a fictitious character on the Larry Sanders Show. Do you know the Larry Sanders
yes,
Show?
Yes, I do. Okay. But I'm not an aficionado like
so
everybody else.
Hank Kingsley was the sidekick on the Larry Sanders Show, and he used to say, hey now!
Oh,
hey
that's
now.
The guy with the beard. I mean, the mustache, right?
I think so, yeah. I haven't watched that show in many, many years. And then Howard took it, and Howard's line is, hey now! So I'm assuming Dave Sims is going as a tribute to either Howard Stern or Hank Kingsley and going, hey now! But the person who deserves a hey now is you, Tiki Barr.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
How'd you know?
Thank you. I just had this innate feeling that who was starting pitching for the, forget now, for the Bruins?
Freddy Peralta
was going to take it for granted that a catcher leading off, he's more worried about his defensive assignment for the day. He was not going to be able to do anything against him, and he challenged him. Threw him a fastball, and Austin Wells just sat right there and crushed it.
What a tone
immediately.
Setter. Yeah.
My tweet, my quote, my text to you guys, holy Blake! Blake and called it!
Now, the reason we're not playing our predictions on the first Met home run, because is unfortunately, they did not hit a home run on opening day. So more on that later. But Yankee fans and Met fans, the war has just begun. Juan Soto had a good day until he didn't have a good day, striking out in the ninth inning against Josh Hader, and it set off Yankee fans spiking the football in our faces. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Let's go to Kevin in Stamford to kick it off. How are you, Kevin?
Hey, I'm doing well. So did you guys see the Juan Soto sellout jersey yesterday?
Yes, I did. Very creative.
That was me. That was me.
Wow.
So I came up with the idea. Funny enough, my girlfriend was like, I don't think anybody's going to care, but I couldn't walk 10 steps without somebody stopping me for a picture. I'm on the New York Post this morning, and I got to say I'm getting eaten alive in the comments because my mom bought me a jersey for Christmas last year with the name on the back. And I don't think the hate is very fair. You know, I got to make something out of it.
Well, hold
on.
Not
my fault.
In fairness, I think you're creative, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I saw this on the in the New York Post. You have the S from Soto.
Yeah.
You kept it
and
then pasted over the Oto with L out. So it's sell out with the – I think that's very creative, by the way. I got to hand it to you.
Thank you.
I got no issue with you having the S on the back of your jersey. So how many text messages did you send to Met fans to mock them when the sellout struck out to end the game?
Oh, I got a few brutal Met fan friends that I didn't even really get to see the strikeout because I was at the game. But it was the icing on the cake from wearing that jersey and him striking out and selling out like he will continue to do. And by the way, you guys said the little brother thing is flipped. It will never flip. It's not possible.
You want to yell at him, Tommy? Go ahead. Go do your thing.
Kevin.
They're always the little brother.
Kevin. Mini Lugauer and Evan and Tiki right now.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin. It's Loogie. You spent all these months dreaming about going to opening day to see your baseball team play, correct? Did you wear an Aaron Judge jersey? Did you wear a Bellinger jersey? Did you wear a Derek Jeter jersey? Which jersey did you wear? Juan Soto? Yeah, he plays for the Mets.
I wore a sellout jersey.
No, no, no. That's you wore a Juan Soto jersey that your mother bought for you. That's what you wore. And you had to make, you know, chicken you know what out of chicken you know what, and you made it into a sellout jersey. But you're more worried about what's going on in Houston with your other daddy. Two daddies, Astros and the Mets. So, enjoy. Maybe you even watched the Yankee game. I don't know. You probably had the Met game on your phone the entire time. That's little brother behavior.
No, no, no. I mean, I just said there wasn't really much to worry about in the Yankee game. You know, Rodon was doing his thing. The Yankees handled business while your $750 billion mistake struck out to end the game.
Wow, the $750 billion mistake.
By the way, money.
By the way, Lugi, chicken salad is okay for work. It's suitable for work.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the salad part, so I went with chicken, which I can't say, and then chicken whatever, because I forgot it was salad.
I knew you forgot, but I had to call you out on it.
I think Lugi did win that brief argument, so I give you a point for that. Mm-hmm. But I do give Kevin a lot of credit, because creativity is lost in this world.
Yes.
And he went to Yankee Stadium and didn't just wear a sellout jersey. I like what he did with the S. I like that he kept the S in Soto and went L out to fill out the rest of his jersey. So good for you. Let's go to Ted in Pelham. Good afternoon, Ted.
So I sent a text out to my buddies. I'm on a chat with, I'm the only Yankees fan, got three Mets fans on there. And as soon as Soto struck out, I sent him the slow-mo pitch to Bugs Bunny where he whiffs at it three times, that gif. I only did it because when we were in the World Series, the Mets fans showed us no love, where when they were playing against the Dodgers and in the playoffs, I was back in the Mets as a Yankees fan.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you for doing that. You know what's funny about this whole thing? Because I heard Sean say this, and I know this is a common kind of belief. Who fired the first shot, right? That's always the argument. Well, you started. It's like what my kids do. It's like what your kids have done. Well, he started it. She started it. And I don't know who started it. I mean, you could argue, you could make the argument, Sean, you tell me, that when I tweeted rent in the Bronx, buy in Queens, that I started it. Yeah. Or even before you acquired him, me arguing with you guys saying, hey, I don't want to trade for Juan Soto. I would rather just sign him as a free agent, let the Yankees trade for him, and then we'll go sign him. So you could argue, I don't know if that classifies it as, that being the first bullet in this war.
Yeah, and a pretty big continued bullet, Evan, was the night Soto signed with that magical Rico. On me getting a text from Pete Hoffman as I'm crying in my Cheerios, Evan wants to see your face. Come on the Rico so we can see your face and how upset you are. So now, big bad Yankee fans laughing at the strikeout. We're the problem. Okay.
So we started it as your contention.
Yes, of course you started it.
Now, Tommy, would you admit that we started it, or would you argue that big brother or little brother started it?
You started it.
I did. Me.
With your tweet.
I started it.
And then the rest of us continued it, no doubt.
Yes.
And now Yankee fans are going through the seven stages of Soto grief.
Now let's talk to somebody who ran into Sean Morash yesterday at Yankee Stadium. He did a great job. We had man boots on the ground at Yankee Stadium. And by the way, you look good through the Zoom. The microphone sounded good. You did a hell of a job.
I thought it looked good until I got home. My wife told me I looked like I gained 20 pounds in the stadium. But
that may have been the ice cream. John in Garden City ran into you yesterday. John, how was that experience?
Oh, it was fantastic. First of all, Sean was a class act. I was there with my 9-year-old. Next to, you can attest to this, Sean, probably the future Evan Roberts. Some old dude had like 14 scorebooks.
He did,
yes. Organizing. You saw that guy? So now this was in the field MVP suite. I saw Big Mac was over there as well. But I'm talking to Sean for a couple minutes. I tell him who I am.
Hold on, and, John. Stop for 1 second.
John, stop for 1 second. Stop for 1 second.
Yep.
Did you just say you saw Sean in the field MVP suite? Is that what I heard?
The field MVP
what
club.
What in the hell bougie life are you living, Sean Morash? You're supposed to be a blue-collar man.
I was blue-collar. Right. I paid for my own Mrs. Softie.
Go ahead, John.
As long as you guys let me make the one point, I'll explain MVP suite very quickly. It's the section that's behind right where the legends are.
Right.
So you're not bougie like the legends, but they give you like a little place where there's a bar and you can get some peanuts and popcorns.
All right.
The next best section that's not Legends.
Got it. Okay.
And
so
in there
I apologize.
Is the elevator Sean. For the pre. Okay. So now, Sean, after we're talking, he looks at me and he says, "Ben Rice has a new number." I says, "Oh, please God, let it be 22. And he says, "Yes." And we both rejoiced in the fact that, like, we've kind of wiped Juan Soto off the slate. And by the way, Ben Rice was the best 22 in New York yesterday. 1 for 2, run scored, and hit a nice double off the wall. Yeah. Anyway, but it was so great. Like, we commiserated about Juan Soto without really talking about Juan Soto.
Right. And then you watched a victory, unlike the Met fans.
And we watched a victory. But here's what I'm thinking. I know why. I figured out. It took me a while. Why myself and all the Yankee fans are happy. We kind of have the hope, like, gave us a little inkling that maybe you guys got, I'll call it Stanton'd. You got an awesome player like us who's been a pretty much a dud. And that one little thing that Soto did yesterday gave us hope that maybe for $700 and whatever you guys paid, maybe you're not going to get the great Juan Soto. Maybe the money's going to affect him. And it kind of made us all happy that we didn't get him. So that's kind of what's going on.
You know what, John, it's delusional, but it's honest.
It was always burning since the world's been turning. Fire's been going.
I appreciate his honesty. It's a little delusional, that one at-bat, because the rest of his game was fine. He drew multiple walks. He had a base hit in his first at-bat. But that one, really, honestly, the only thing in that at-bat that bothered me was the finale of it. Like, I disagree with Tiki. I didn't have a problem with him taking 3-0.
No.
Josh Hader threw a slider.
No, because when you're that good,
mm-hmm.
think about Barry Bonds. When you're that Mark McGwire, when you're that good, you are going to get one pitch to hit at per at-bat.
Right.
And that was his pitch.
But I also...
That ends the... Not maybe it doesn't end the game, because you still got to go to the bottom of the ninth, but whatever. That... Edwin Diaz now comes on with a lead, and Juan Soto is your hero for the moment. Like, and you only get one chance to have a first impression. One chance.
But look,
all going to remember this, dude. It ended the game. It's not like it was, oh, well, Pete Alonso's coming up next, and he grounds out in weak fashion.
I'm not.
It ended his first game ever. And he was up in the count 3-0.
Taking
3-0. I just found the Bugs Bunny meme, the slow pitch. Three guys in a row. Strike,
he did not.
Strike.
Okay. The game.
Looking, swinging, chasing. What are you doing, Juan
Soto? The game didn't end because he took a 3-0 pitch. The game ended because he elevated on 3-1 and he swung at a slide.
So hold on, Evan. Here's your problem.
He could have drawn a walk.
Evan, you're being a baseball geek right now.
Am I?
You're being a baseball geek. Okay. You're getting technical into the weeds of why he actually got out.
Right.
But the reality is, great hitters. Juan Soto's a great hitter.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Great hitters will get one pitch to hit per at bat.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay.
So when he looked at it, I was like, oh, that was his pitch.
What do you think on
three? In some ways, I was kind of rooting for him. I was like, dude, that's your pitch. Hit it.
Okay, but there's two things you're forgetting here. Number one, there was a base open, and Josh Hader appeared on those first three pitches to be pitching around him. Mm. They were not close, okay? So if you're Juan Soto, three pitches that are not close, it's 3-0, you're probably thinking to yourself, unless I get a fastball right down the middle,
mm-hmm.
I'm not swinging. He didn't get it. Right. He got a slider.
But you know,
and Soto probably said, okay,
you know,
didn't
what
get
I,
what I wanted.
You know what I really
then
think
on
it was?
3-1, guess what he got?
You know what I think it really was?
What?
I think he wasn't angry.
What do you mean?
Remember last year? Who was that? Who was that again?
Hunter Gattis?
Gattis.
Yeah. Playoffs?
He was angry.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, bro, I got you. Throw it again.
No, there's nothing to be angry about. He's got $800 million
exactly.
now.
He wasn't angry.
No, he's got nothing left to prove in his life.
But guys,
he's like, I'm rich, bitch.
That's very funny.
After he takes the fat slider, he elevated on a 3-1 fastball. He missed it, right?
Of course.
Got out of the strike zone, he missed it. Then on 3-2, again, he swung at a pitch way off the plate. So he was clearly trying.
I know he was trying to hit, but the problem was he only was going to get one pitch to hit. That's what you're missing.
So Juan Soto, in his major league career.
He should have walked after he took the first strike.
In his major league career, when he has swung 3-0, okay, which he does. It's mm-hmm. not he never does it. When he swings 3-0 and the ball is put in play, he's 10-for-20 with 4 home runs. So obviously he's very productive.
Do it.
It's...
It was a slider. He probably wasn't guessing.
Do
on
it.
3-2, he admitted he was guessing fastball.
Do it.
You kill him for that?
Do it.
I don't kill him for that. Anyhow, let's ask Juan Soto himself, because one of the arguments is, well, why was Juan Soto so aggressive on 3-2? Was it because he didn't want Pete Alonso coming up? Mm. Was it because he was so desperate to be kind of clutch in this moment? Or was he just fooled? Here's Juan Soto's answer to the question. Were you really kind of trying too hard in a spot like that on 3-2?
We all want to do something in a big spot. You know, we all trying to get the nog and try to bring the runs in and try to help the team either way. But for me, I don't mind taking a walk right there. You know, it's Pete behind me, and he's a really good power hitter. So I think we have a better chance right there. Lefty-righty matchup. He just got me in that situation.
So Juan says, he just got me. And he quoted Alonso. He mentioned Alonso saying, hey, I got Pete behind me. I'm okay drawing a walk. Which, by the way, I may be the one Met fan saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I was too. Because when it was clear Hader was pitching around him, my yep. brain kept going to, wow, what a moment for Pete. This is going to define our conversation for a few days. Pete comes through. He's back. If Pete comes up small in a spot like that, fans are going to go back to burying him. We're going to hear that he's a bad locker room guy, right? So I was content with it that Pete would come up big in that moment. And Juan got way too aggressive. Now, yeah. I'm going to believe him with his answer. His answer was, I got fooled. I was expecting a fastball on 3-2. He was completely fooled that it was a slider that was basically bounced. And I don't think it was he was too aggressive in the moment or he didn't want Pete Alonso to come up. I think that's all fanfiction. I think it's just simply that guy made a mistake. He just happened to make a mistake, you know, as a first impression. Which last year was the opposite.
To end the game.
To end the game on a pitch that wasn't even close. Like if Hader
leaves Yankee fans gloating.
If Hader struck him out with the same pitch he threw 3-1, right? A high fastball that Juan elevates on, he just misses it. I think it would bother me like a tiny bit less. I think it was the fact that it was bounced that did actually annoy me. So I believe Juan Soto. I think he just got beat. I don't think he was, like, overthinking it and, you know, oh, I can't have Pete Alonso come up. Oh, I'm trying to be too aggressive.
By the way, to that point, it's subtle, not the story today, but I thought Alonso's at-bats yesterday were amazing.
No, I did 10 minutes on that on the Rico last
I know
night.
It's more of a Rico topic, but the Pete Alonso I saw yesterday was not the Pete Alonso we saw yesterday. He was great.
You know, it's funny. You're just talking about this, Josh Hader. I'm wondering now if that slider was a mistake, the fourth pitch.
No, the 3-0 pitch?
The 3-0 pitch, if it was a mistake.
No, you know what I think it was?
He left it right in the zone.
I think he knew. Here's what I think happened. He's pitching around Juan Soto.
Yes.
I think he knew if I break off a slider, he's not swinging at it. I'll get an easy strike, and then I'll try to make him chase on 3-1 and 3-2, and if he chases, great, like what happened. Right. And if he doesn't chase, I'm going to take my shot at Pete, not because Pete Alonso sucks, but because Pete Alonso is not Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Met fans have to keep this in mind, because Juan Soto is going to be pitched around a lot this season. They're not necessarily pitching around him because the guy after him sucks. They're doing it because Juan Soto's great. In fact, I don't know if you guys remember this. Juan Soto was pitched around in the postseason with Aaron Judge on deck. Why? Because in that moment, Soto was hot and Judge was not. And it doesn't mean, Aaron Judge sucks. It was, hey, Juan Soto was so dangerous that we would rather take our chances on a slumping Aaron Judge than a locked-in Juan Soto.
Right, and Juan Soto had been on base every at-bat?
Yeah, one at-bat. He flied out the left field. Right. He had two walks and a single in his first at-bat.
Right.
We'll come back with more of your calls at 888-808-1019. Plus, we examine the major issues that a lot of Met fans had in even watching yesterday's game. It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.